Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Jacqueline Downs
at the Blue Elephant Theatre in June 2010.
He walked towards me like a baby giraffe. Caramel skin, chocolate eyes, lolloping gait. When he left, my friend said, oh my God, you would make such a great couple. This would have been fine if we'd been in a bar, but we were actually in a college hall where I was a curriculum team leader in a position of authority, trying to sign students up for courses, and my friend had no business trying to get me to think such things about a potential student. But anyway, we cut to 4 months later, and the baby giraffe is in my class. He makes my jaw drop, almost literally, and this almost never happens. He's 6'3", thin as a whip, and those wonky teeth, a fringe that sweeps over his chocolate eyes, that lolloping gait. In the staff room, my friend A, who also teaches him, and I pin his class ID photo to the wall, and we camouflage it amongst all the other class ID photos, obviously, and we openly drool over it. I don't know if it's worth bringing in at this point that A was 52 and in a long-term relationship. Anyway, when Baby Giraffe wants to come in to do extra work, A and I let him. And when he wants to meet me in my office, and by office I actually mean converted cupboard, to discuss his written assignment, I'm happy to brush aside my other work, and we sit poring over his essay, and obviously by essay I mean his face. Then I'm ill. I was off work for a month, and I went back in the spring with a spring in my step, and the baby giraffe seems to have noticed this. And at the end of one class, he mentions that a film we've been discussing is going to be on at the NFT the following Sunday, and if I go, he'll go. So the following Sunday night, we go. And it's a little thrilling, because obviously there's the forbidden nature of it, and we're both trying to pretend that what we're doing is a perfectly acceptable extension of the curriculum. And afterwards, we cross the bridge and we walk around Soho looking for an after-hours drinking den, which we find. And so we drink, and then we end up back at my place and we sit up all night talking. And I hasten to add that when I go to bed, he stays on the sofa. I don't know what you take me for. And at this point, before the police are called, I should probably point out that I was teaching in further education and he was doing an adult class, and I was at the time 35 to his 29, which I think lets me off the hook a bit. Anyway, we decide we've had such a good time that we should repeat the experience. So the next week he texts me to say he's looking forward to our art frolics, and he signs off with two kisses. I shave my legs and tidy the flat. We amble round Tate Modern and then we go back to mine, and this time animal magnetism cannot be denied, and in the parlance of tabloid newspaper stories and problem pages, one thing led to another and the inevitable happened. And he tells me the next morning that the previous week, when I'd been perched on the edge of the sofa bed eating my cereal and trying to cover my legs up with my dressing gown, that actually had been gaping open a bit at the top, and he'd thought, if that falls open anymore and she's not wearing anything underneath, she's going to be really late for work. Anyway, we carried on with what had become quite a lustful affair. We had sneaky kisses in the lift at work, him staying after class to discuss his essay, spending Friday nights at his place, and that bad cold he had, which started to make kissing quite difficult. And I asked him, can I tell A? I mean, after all, she and I were friends, and we shared a lot of secrets. And he said, I don't, it might be a bit difficult in class, what with her knowing. So I kept this secret from her. He sneezed. I remember during one of our great girly chats, A bemoaning a cold of her own. Then late... You know where this is going. Then late one night, baby giraffe ignored his ringing landline. After a physical expression of our animal magnetism, something forced me out of bed and to the phone in his living room. As I picked it up, I thought, if I dial 1471, it's going to be A's number. Instead, I dialed 1571, and I listened to the message. A telling baby giraffe in a husky voice that she obviously thought was really sexy, oh, blah, 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 and I adore you. I adore you, like she was calling from the 1950s. Anyway, it turns out that baby giraffe was sleeping with me and A, concurrently. I suddenly found myself living in a soap opera plot. The sex, the betrayal, the older woman, the toy boy. I wanted to kill him, and I wanted to kill her. And then I thought, well, if I do that, I'll have to kill myself, because it will easily get traced back to me, and I just can't do the time. And it took every ounce of strength I had not to call her partner and tell him, which I could have done. The internet's made it very, very easy to find people. I knew where he worked. And, of course, I had their home phone number because she and I were friends. Anyway, she and I met to talk, to try and salvage the friendship. And she says, I can't help thinking of Pasolini's Théorème. And for those of you who don't know, Théorème is a film in which Terence Stamp screws his way through a bourgeois family. Anyway, I can't help thinking this is like Théorème and that baby giraffe should be made to sleep with Tom and Neil. It's two of our colleagues as well. I manage a wry smile. Later, my friend Steve says, I'll sympathise with you in a minute, but first of all, I've just got to say, why couldn't I have gone to a college like that? So, A decides it's worth staying with him. Baby giraffe decides he'll stay with her, and with me too, please. I decline, not very politely. And it's another 2 years of working with them before I escape. And then a few years later, I see them in Soho, and with a degree of delight, I notice they look really, really miserable. She looks like a woman keeping a secret, and it's really showing on her face. And he's put on weight, so the baby giraffe is more like a baby elephant now. And his beautiful sweeping fringe has been attacked by male pattern baldness. So it was clear she decided to stay with him, cheating on her long-term partner. He decided to stay with this woman, old enough to be his mother. And seeing them there, miserable and balding, I'm really glad that I decided to stay with my self-respect.
For more stories, or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.